Mr. Chandler, you're in Western Kentucky, and so are several of your Chautauqua folks and your humanities character folks. Do you want to start with what's going on in the schools and at Lake Barkley?
Well, I sure will, and it's a very exciting thing. I've just started as the executive director of the Humanities Council, the Kentucky Humanities Council, and I'm making my first trip of my tenure to Western Kentucky and to Murray specifically. In advance of our main event of the year. This is our main event statewide of the year at Lake Barkley. And we're having several of our Chautauqua performers down. What they do, for people who are not aware of it, is that they portray Kentucky historic figures. And they do a beautiful job. They're very, very professional. Their accuracy is right on target. They're trained, very highly trained, both dramatically and in terms of their historic accuracy, to make sure that they give the right picture of the character they're portraying. For instance, we have a character for Henry Clay, and he gives a tremendous account of Henry Clay's life and the time period in which Henry Clay lived. We also have humorous characters. We have a character who plays Grandpa Jones, and he does a tremendous job of portraying that character. But it's very entertaining and also very informative for people. You have the opportunity to learn, and we're doing it principally not only for public groups and adult groups, but also for the schools, for kids in the schools. And this particular thing at Lake Barkley is going to attract during the day over 1,000 school children in Western Kentucky.
Yeah, that's
first time we've ever done that. We're very excited because what it does for those kids is it makes history come alive. If you're in the fourth and fifth grades and you see a character in costume dressed up as a famous Kentucky figure who looks like that figure, you'll never forget it.
Well, we've had Henry Clay visit Murray State a couple of times and engage the audience in some altercations, actually.
Duels, maybe?
Yeah. He's a lot of fun. The all-day program at Lake Barkley Friday culminates in an evening performance for adults.
This coming Friday, and as we said, the school kids are going to be there during the day, but in the evening from 6 to 10, we have a free program for the public. And we invite anybody in the region to come to watch the program. And we're having Grandpa Jones, we're having Henry Clay, we're having Mary Todd Lincoln, and Mark Twain. We'll
Can't
all perform.
Beat that.
No. And it'll be very entertaining, very amusing, and I think best of all for many folks, free.
Indeed.
So we're really looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it. As the new director, it'll be the first one that I get to see.
That is really cool you'll be there. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. And I'm really looking forward to it. And I'm so happy that my first trip is back down to Murray as the new director and to the western part of our state, which truly is God's country.
Well, it's nice to hear someone from the Golden Triangle be so complimentary. I know there are a lot of you up there who should visit more often.
Well, that's right. And I think I'm sorry to say this for your sake, but you all are fixing to see a lot of me. I'm going to be down here quite a bit, and I'm looking forward to it. I've had the opportunity in the past in my life to spend a lot of time down here. I held a couple of statewide offices, and it brought me down to West Kentucky quite often. I've got tons of friends down here. And taking this new position gives me the opportunity to renew all those friendships, and I'm very excited about it. It's going to be fun.
So why did you decide to do this?
Well, it's my love is history and Kentucky. Those really are two of my loves, and this combines Kentucky and its history. So for me personally, it's a very, very interesting thing to do. The great thing about this program that we've got, that the Kentucky Humanities Council has, is it pursues and pushes our pride in the Commonwealth of Kentucky. I've always had an enormous amount of pride in our state and our people, and to celebrate our history and some of the more remarkable characters in our history with the rest of the people in Kentucky, I think it lends itself toward a sense of pride in this state that we share together. And one thing that we Kentuckians do have is we all, I think, have a special love for our Commonwealth. We really feel very strongly about the Commonwealth of Kentucky, and I want to celebrate that. And I can't think of any way better than to talk about where we've been, what makes us Kentuckians. And that's what these characters do. We've got 28 Chautauquan characters, 28 people who portray these historic figures and historic times in Kentucky. And they talk to school children. They do a tremendous job of that. They talk to groups throughout the state, and they're available for any kind of civic group from one end of the state to the other. The actors are required to travel anywhere in Kentucky, so they'll come to far western Kentucky on a moment's notice.
Well, we also have Pee-wee Reese right here.
Well, that's right. Pee-wee Reese is actually from Murray, and he's one of our 28. And he's very good. I haven't seen him yet, but I hear he's very good.
Well, I understand that, too. He's a corker. And we have Speaker Constance Alexander. And, of course, we have your board members, Mary Hammond in Paducah and Dr. Ken Wolf in Murray. So we're part of it. I think it's cool that this Black Patch War boy is going to be in Christian County Schools this week as well. Lots of stuff going on there. And I gather that on Saturday there will be public performances at the courthouse.
I think that's right.
In Hopkins.
That's my understanding.
Yeah, that's cool. And we can put those times up on our website with this interview.
Oh, that would be archived. That would really be great. And I appreciate that very much. I want people to know about this. I want them to know that these performances are available to the public from one end of the state to the other. And our goal is to make sure that every county in this state has at least one performance every year. And we really want to do that, and we want the Kentucky Chautauqua program to be a household word throughout Kentucky.
The other thing I noticed at your website that I did not know about was the literacy program.
It's for families. It's called Primetime Reading Program, and it is a program that targets at-risk people and at-risk families. It's usually run through libraries, and if a library is interested, they can contact us in any county in the state. We want to get that out a lot, too. But they go out and recruit families to come in and read with their kids, and it lasts 6 weeks. It's one night a week for 6 weeks, and the families get books. They read together, and they read in groups, and there's interaction so that the parents ultimately have a feeling of how to do this with their kids, and they're involved in reading with their kids. We think that that's the probably the biggest thing that fosters reading in our society is parents actually being interactive with their kids in reading.
I think that, you know, you're feeding into a whole imperative for the Commonwealth to breed more readers
at an
early age.
Well, reading comprehension is so critical. Whether you read, actually sit down and read books or not, you've got to have the skills to be able to, at a minimum, read and understand the English language if you're going to get a decent job. You've got to be able to communicate. And it's important here in Kentucky. It is an imperative in Kentucky to make sure that our people are literate and that their comprehension levels are high.
Well, Mr. Chandler, I bet you're going to have a blast while you're out here, and we look forward to your next visit.
I'm going to be down here all week, and I'm very, very excited about it. You all, as I say, are going to see a lot of me. I hope it's okay.
The door is always open.
Well, and congratulations to a wonderful public broadcasting radio station.
Thank you, sir.
I love public broadcasting, and I'm just very proud of the job that you all do. You serve your people very, very well.
We appreciate you saying that. And come back.
Look forward to it.